Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Talgos Automotive Components Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. A very warm welcome to Talgos Automotive Components Quarter One earnings for 2027. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Naveen Juneja, our Director and Group CFO, along with the IR firm SGA. The results and the investor presentation have been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. Before I take you through our performance, I'd like to spend a moment on the broader industry landscape. The Indian automotive industry delivered a healthy performance during the first quarter of 2027, supported by continued demand across key vehicle categories, improving consumer sentiments, sustained infrastructure spending, and improved supply chain stability. Structural trends such as premiumization, increasing localization, vehicle electrification, and global supply chain diversification continue to create significant opportunities for the domestic auto comp industry. The passenger vehicle industry recorded sales of approximately 1.27 billion units, registering a growth of 26% year-on-year. The growth was primarily driven by sustained demand for SUVs, premium vehicles, as well as new model launches. The two-wheeler segment also continues recovery with a growth of almost 20% year-on-year at 5.63 million units. The growth was supported by improving rural demand, stable financing availability, and obviously the GST cut as well. This segment and the one above remain important for Talgos as we are supplying to both passenger vehicles and two-wheeler segment. You'll also see in the coming slides that in the pure PV joint venture that we have grown higher than industry. Commercial vehicles recorded steady performance during quarter with industry volume of nearly 2.83 lakh units, registering a healthy 15% growth. The growth was supported by robust infrastructure spending, improved freight movement, as well as mining activities. The long-term outlook for the segment remains positive, driven by sustained government CapEx and resilient growth targets. Electric mobility continued to witness healthy adoption across vehicle segments. EV passenger vehicles volume grew by 87% year-on-year, while electric two-wheeler continued to gain market share with a growth of approximately 68%, supported by increasing charging infrastructure, rising fuel prices, and this entire disruption that happened in the West war gave birth to electric vehicles getting more and more popular. As you know, Talgos Automotive is anyway supplying a lot of components to electric vehicles. We maintain strong partnerships with our diversified customer base with OEMs such as Maruti, Tata, Jaguar, Land Rover, Bajaj, et cetera. Beyond domestic demand, global supply chain continue to undergo structured realignment. Several international OEMs are actively diversifying their supply chain away from China and expand sourcing from India. We expect to capture meaningful growth opportunities, increasing our wallet share with existing customers while also establishing relationships with new OEMs to expand our customer base. Coming to our performance, I'm pleased to share that Talgos has delivered yet another record quarter, achieving its highest ever quarterly revenue and surpassing the previous high recorded in quarter four of 2026. During Q1, our total income stood at 242 crores, registering a growth of 15% year-on-year, EBITDA at 43 crores at a margin of 17.6%. Margins during the quarter witnessed temporary pressure on account of elevated commodity prices, particularly steel and aluminum, as well as other inflation costs such as labor increases in some states. We're very happy, we are very positive that we will get these increases from the OEMs in the coming quarters. Our diversified business model, balanced exposure across domestic export markets, and presence across multiple vehicle segments continue to provide resilience during varying industry cycles. Our gasket and heat shield division continue to remain the largest contributor to our business, giving a 52% share in the revenue. The division reported revenue 164 crores of the 242 I mentioned to you, growing by 21% year-on-year. And EBITDA increased to 29 crores with a growth of 32%. Growth has come basically from increased heat shield exposure with car makers like Hyundai and Kia, as well as a lot of data center business, which I'll talk about later in my speech. We continue to maintain our leadership position with nearly 50% market share in the domestic gasket market and a single source of many, many OEMs. As mentioned to you, our heat shield business is showing good momentum, strong momentum, because it's again a lightweighted product. It's for noise, vibration, harshnesses, NVH. It's something for the future, and we are probably the largest player for this product category in India. Our forging division continues recovery this quarter, with revenues being at about 78.4 crores. Again, as you know, that forging is pretty much a total export-oriented unit, and it's basically exporting to USA, to UK and Europe, not USA, UK and Europe. And the European car markets are still slow right now, given the fact that there's a lot of inflation pressures out there. And even the Chinese car segment has really, really dented their balance sheet. However, we see this as an opportunity for the forging division, where we have got massive orders from our JV partners, Marelli, which we will again talk about in the Q&A section. As mentioned to you, exports remain our strongest growth pillars with a contribution of almost 25%. We are targeting to take our exports to 35% by FY28. Our export portfolio includes JCB, Dana, Carraro, Jaguar Land Rover, and as well as BMW and Cummins America. Operational pressures from West Asia crisis, manpower shortages, higher wage costs, elevated LPG prices have largely moderated through a few channels remain. Our strategy of building a diversified customer base across Europe, UK and international markets is now yielding meaningful results as well. Coming to a new growth vertical for Talbros is data centers. Data centers represents a new and expanding revenue stream for Talbros. Our gasket components are going into power engines that data centers depend on. As you know, every data center in the world needs 100% backup, and that can only happen through generators. So we are supplying through our customer like Cummins and Kirloskar Oil Company. Not only are they making engines for cars and vans and trucks, but also for generators. So this is a new segment altogether. Cloud computing and AI workloads are increasing the dependence on generators for the power centers, as you know. We estimate the current revenue potential from this segment, though a little bit nominal, can be about 30 to 40 crores annually. So that is a nice new segment to enter into. Coming to updates on important orders, as mentioned earlier, the Kia business has temporarily has now resumed full pace. We've also secured new orders from Kia and Cummins. We're adding further depth to our order book and OEM relationships. As I mentioned to you, Stellantis, we started supplying from our chassis division. It just took almost 2 years of design changes and start of production, but we are happy to say we started producing from, I think, quarter one of this year. This is massive. With this Stellantis, we will get more and more business from into our 40 business line and also heat shields. Our planned capex is about 103 crores for the year across gaskets, forgings, heat shields, and to try and you know meet the demands of the OEM. For FY27, we continue to have a target group revenue target of about 18 to 20%, with margins being in the range of about 17 odd percent, little bit maybe 17.5, because we're still working out the whole impact of the inflationary pressures. With that, I hand it over to Naveen Juneja to take it forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to all the participants. As mentioned by Anuj, we are pleased to report a solid performance of Q1. In Q1 of FY27, I will now take you through the financial highlights. For Q1 of FY27, the total revenue stood at 242 crores as against 211 crores in Q1 of FY26. For Q1 of FY27, our EBITDA stood at rupees 43 crores with a margin of 17.6%. PAT for the quarter stood at 30 crores, growing 35% year-on-year basis. Now coming to our division-wise performance. In the gasket division, first, the gasket division in Q1 of FY27, sales for this division stood at 164 crores as against 135 crores in Q1 of FY26, with a YOY increase of 21%. EBITDA for Q1 of FY27 stood at 29 crores, which is up by 32% on YOY basis. Now coming to our second division of forging, revenue in Q1 of FY27 stood at rupees 78 crores as against 75 crores in Q1 of FY26, showing a growth of 4%. EBITDA stood at rupees 14 crores in Q1 of FY27 as against 13 crores of Q1 of FY26. Let me begin with the discussion on our joint venture ventures, starting with Bareilly Chassis Systems. Revenue for the quarter stood at 105 crores, registering a growth of 43% on YOY basis. EBITDA stood at rupees 17 crores. The business continues its strong momentum driven by high volumes for passenger OEM vehicles and increasing value-added products. Now coming to our JV, Morvo, Calvos Morvo, revenue for the quarter stood at 40 crores, registering a growth of 31% on YOY basis. EBITDA stood at rupees 6 crores, a growth of 57% on YOY basis. This division continued to deliver healthy operation performance supported by strong customer demand and improved efficiencies. Our last joint venture, Loham Calvos, also continues to progress as planned. This business represents our strategic entry into sustainable materials through recovered carbon black and revalcanization rubber. Further strengthening Calvos' presence in the circular economy ecosystems. Moving ahead, we believe this business offers significant revenue potential and is expected to emerge as an important growth driver over the medium to long term. Our strong order book, diversified customer base, leadership position across multiple products categories, and continued investment in technology and capacity provide us confidence in delivering sustainable growth momentum in the coming quarters. This is all from my side. Thank you. And we'd like to open the floor to question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dipen Shah from Six Senses. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a very strong set of numbers, I should say. Sir, I had a couple of questions. Firstly, on the new OEMs, Anuj mentioned that about 7 OEMs are looking for diversifying their supply chains from China to India. Could you just throw some more color on how far they have come in and whether at what stage are we, if at all any, in transacting with them? So that's the first question. Maybe some update on the new project which we have started, with Stellantis, Kia, etc., some more color. That would be helpful. And so maybe that's the first question. I will come back to
the second question. So I did the first question, Dipen. I think that we will talk about, I think main is, the reason is that the European car markets are pretty dented with their balance sheets, as I keep mentioning. So BMW is giving us more business, existing customer. Volvo is a potential new customer with the gasket business line. Marelli is just opened up its doors with Stellantis. So new customer from the chassis business line as well as the forging business line. We are working with Jaguar Land Rover on new components for the first time, which are plastic components for electric vehicles. That's, you know, an old customer with a new product line that we're working with JLR. Mm-hmm. Cummins America, as I keep mentioning to you, is a very slow starter. It's like a tortoise, but I'm very, very hopeful by 27, 28, you see at least 30, 40 crores of business coming from America, Cummins, you know, with wire harness gaskets, with aftermarket gaskets, with data center gaskets. So that's a slow starter, but a short starter. That is there. Baki chal rahi hai cheeze. Kia, we are doing good work with. Hyundai, we're doing good work with. Maruti is doing good work with. In fact, I'm going to try and meet Tata Motors chief in the next 90 days to talk about the potential plant in Gujarat for chassis as well. So yeah, things are looking good. Yeah, looking very positive.
Okay. Okay. Great. And the second thing is on the Marelli thing, like we have been in talks with the company for the past couple of quarters about the stake sale. Any further progress on that?
We'll have a better picture for you around end of September. You know our strategy. So I think they are in the middle of court proceedings. So by 30th September, we'll have a better picture. We can talk offline on this.
Okay. Thanks so much and all the very best. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Ruchita from CGW Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. So, sir, my question was on the data center part of it. So currently, sir, how much percentage of our gaskets revenue is coming from data center and how are the inquiries going on? And
it's only about 5% of the gasket business today. It's very new because even for us, we started seeing that, you know, that our products that go into Cummins, that go into, you know, Cummins basically supplies, we do about 100 crores with Cummins every year, right? Approximately. The gasket division this year will be north of 600 crores. 30, 40 crores will come from this particular segment and also Kiloska oil companies. That's what I'm saying about 5-6%. That's about it. But it's increasing. You know, we are pretty much single source to Cummins for this particular engine component. So as and when it increases, it keep going up. Today, 30, 40 crores, maybe after 3 is 100 crores, 2 is 100 crores. So, and, but we're not like running and getting this business. It is whatever engines that they're giving to us for this particular segment, we're getting that. Because I'm single source to Cummins. And Kiloska.
Yeah, and gasket would be like 1% of the whole the generator cost?
Whatever Cummins said, we don't know the real application. We ask them where it's going. We supply it to them as a engine parts. The same gasket go to engine. Engine can go to a commercial vehicle, submarine also, in generator also. Same engine goes there. But if you see the progress of quarter, in this quarter, Cummins alone, we sold 25 crores. Last year, we did about 90 crores with Cummins. Before that, we did only 81 crores. It shows that more demand is coming. That demand, we ask them, is going basically the engines for data center.
Okay. And in the gasket division, sir, so this year we can expect around 165-170 crore of run rate. But going forward, how much revenue can this division make for us? Also, similar with the forging division, like what is the peak potential of both these divisions, if I can get a number around that?
Naveen, answer that. You can answer, please.
I can answer that. This division, gasket division, of course, the first quarter we had a 21% growth. I think the same type of growth will also happen in second quarter. We expect the same because the market is very buoyant and we see the same type of growth happening. But by the year end, we expect this to grow about 17% in this year. Okay, overall. Coming to forging, please don't worry about the first quarter. First quarter is only 4%. Second quarter, we should expect double-digit growth in this business. And by the year end, this business will definitely grow between 15-20%. Definitely. because the order
we are
securing also will be coming to force in third quarter. And
And are we expecting to club the Mareli business in the current consolidated, since they are kind of getting, you know, bankrupt? So
once the deal happens, ma'am, we can't talk about today, but that is the plan.
We can't talk about it. It didn't happen, we'll talk.
But the margins...
Regarding your two divisions, sorry to interrupt you, regarding your two divisions, gaskets and forging, over the next 3 to 4 years, I easily see gaskets going to about 850 to 900 crores and forging at about 650 to 700.
Of course. And that would be gaskets. The major component would be what? It would still be PV series, or we see data center to take about 15-20% by then?
Well, at least 10% will be done.
Okay.
Commercial vehicles hai, heat shields hai, hamare exports ke orders aa rahe hain. There are a lot of export orders that are coming our way. So
plastic components hai hamare. We got order about 25 crores for plastic component. More orders are coming. That will start maturing from next financial year.
Got it, sir. And also on the Mareli side. This quarter, the margins have kind of gone down. Is it mostly because of the raw material cost itself, or?
No, it's a mix of it. Because other income is a little less in this case, in this quarter. But don't worry, it will come back. Don't worry. It is. But and some expenditure has been for the new because that is has been launched. We appoint a lot of manpower for that purpose. Shed rental has started, etc., etc. That is a crazy pay. Will by the year end, everything will be sorted out. Don't worry. Margin will come back. It's 0.5%.
Got it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shekha Mehta from Time and Tide Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
All right, so congratulations on a great set of numbers. I just had a few questions. I know we've already discussed the forging division, but just wanted to understand a bit more in detail that Q1 was at 4% mainly because of Europe, or was there some other issue as well, or did some orders get delayed to Q2?
Can you repeat again little bit louder, please?
Yes, so on the forging side, I know we've already discussed this in detail, but just wanted to understand if in Q1 any orders got delayed, or this is purely because, you know, the industry is a bit slow and Europe also has been a bit slow.
Not delayed really, because we have the warehouses available, material available. Of course, as you are aware, initially the manpower issue was there in this quarter, availability of manpower. With the LPG price going up and these workers who come from outside of Haryana, etc., they went away, number one. And because of the gas prices going up, you know that, what is happening, what was happening.
Okay.
Everybody was afraid the COVID-like situation will come.
Forging me, we had a bit of a slowdown because of two things. One is that some orders took a little bit time to come into execution mode.
Right.
Number two, schedules from customers like BMW and GKN came down because of the European car market. But as said yesterday to my CEO, also to my board yesterday, July is better than June, August is better than July, September is better than August. So I'm thinking a positive trend will happen in this division. Some serious order book is coming our way, almost about 500 crores for 5 years, 100 crores per annum. Took over from where you left.
Okay. There is a little bit, you can say productivity came down. These are the, every year it happens. There is a drop in production by 2 per annum in this quarter. But now everything is sorted out and plus the order is very, very encouraging. We should have a decent number in this quarter as compared to last quarter and compared to last year also. We should be, anyway, around 10% growth you should see in this quarter as compared to last year. By year end, everything should fall in line. We should be in the range of 340 to 350 crore types.
Yeah.
But Mareli also is in the third quarter, and new order from Dana and Carraro also maturing in that period. By third, fourth quarter will be the super quarter, and third quarter will be better quarter as compared to. The second quarter should be also better, don't worry. We are back.
Got it, sir.
Yeah.
Next year, first, say, up.
And so secondly, you know, on the data center component that we mentioned earlier, is the margin the same as the rest of the gasket division, or is this a slightly better margin product for us?
We are supplying the same gasket. The gasket application has gone up. First application was in normal generator, home generator, shop generator, etc. Now with the new opportunity of data center coming up, the demand of generator has gone up very, very high.
Understood, sir. And the pricing on that product would be the same as the regular gasket.
Yeah, yeah, we are supplying the same gasket, but the application
of the application has increased.
Yeah.
Understood. And so on our ICE versus our EV division, are we seeing any, you know, because a few OEMs have, you know, kind of reduced their guidance on the EV front. So are we also seeing that, you know, our EV orders are kind of not growing at the pace we were expecting, but ICE is seeing stronger growth?
Yeah, we are seeing a stronger growth. The JLR, already started picking the material. They're launching the vehicle in the month of September. By the way, I'm telling you, because Tata Motors, we are already supplying EV vehicles, and they have already gone very high. Plus, Maruti also started its EV production. Just for your information, in this quarter alone, in the first EV supply to my total EV, my total EV sale with all divisions around 12.5 crores. It was around 9 crores last year, same quarter. And 10 crores in the Q4. So from Q4, it has gone up by 2 crores.
Right.
It has gone by 2% as compared to Q1 of FY26. We are quite hopeful that it will grow further up. It's now 3.27%. Last quarter, last year it was 2.9. Last quarter, it was 2.56.
Yeah.
But 2 years. Exactly.
But we are in both segments now.
Correct. And do we have any guidance on this? Say we want to take it to 5% or 10% in the next 3 years, five-year period?
Around 5% minimum.
5%. Understood, sir. Understood. Currently, that's it from my side. I'll come back in with you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, prepare star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Subhash Kate from Choice International. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear.
Yeah. So, a few of the questions I wanted to ask. So, first question is that, like, just previously I answered regarding the EV. I just wanted to understand that, like, how is the EV mix progressing currently, and how has the contribution evolved in quarter 127?
We don't have an EV separate contribution, but our contribution is same as other components in EV vehicles also. Because EV has gone up because of two major reasons in this quarter. One is increase in Tata Motor EV production. You know that we are supplying component there. Plus we are supplying bushes to BMW of EV vehicles. Their sale has gone up a little bit there. Plus JLR. We launched this vehicle in the month of September, EV vehicles. Yes, start picking up little bit stuff from us. These are three major reasons for that.
So, you have a good visibility regarding EV business. So, do you have any kind of odd numbers which you can say that, like, it will be contributed for next 2 to 3 years? Like, something percentage of contribution you will be get from EV businesses?
First quarter, it is around 3.27% of this year. We expect in next 2 years it should cross 5%.
Okay.
Our total
and about yeah. Go ahead. Hello.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. So the another question is that, like, are you seeing any inquiries from global OEMs regarding EV components?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Go ahead, Naveen, go ahead.
We have received the order, but from, I think, JLR, we have received the order, but for rubber component for EV vehicles, which is around 15-20 crores per annum, the supply will start from the first quarter or the second quarter of next calendar year. That is also for EV.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ruchita from CGW Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my follow-up question was on the forging business. So I remember that a year back, we were expecting forging to do around 400 crore of revenue in FY27. So what led to the guidance going down? Like, was it like just wanted to know the reason, because I've been seeing in the last few quarters we've broadly been doing 75 crores on an average. So you know, is there a particular reason for it, or you know, just if I can get a little clarity on that.
All the prices of business was 30-40 crores per annum. That business we didn't mature because of the Trump tariff, etc., etc. Meritor backed out. Now Meritor again at my plant today, right we speak here, they are again coming, come back and try to start the business. That is 30-40 crore business I lost because of that. Plus little bit muted demand from the Europe. These are two reasons.
Okay, and now that we are talking about a 14-15% growth, so is everything in place for it? Because we also have a 500 crore order, right, sitting in our books for forging division. So
we have equipment. We also had some manpower issues. We had some leadership issues. They've all been solved. As you know, Ashish appointed CEO of Talbot Automotive on April 1st. He's spending about 50% of his time in forging as well. Things are getting better and you'll see better numbers going forward. 100%.
Okay. So we will go above the 75 crore of average, because I think that is one of the things that I've been watching that we've not been able to cross.
This year we should close this business at about 340 crore around, 2.5-3% here and there.
Okay. And the gasket business should be around 700 crores?
It should be around 680 to 700. It should be around that. Should be.
Okay. Definitely. And the peak revenue that we mentioned earlier, so by which year is that possible for us?
By 30.
Okay, by FY30, like for gasket division, we've spoken about 900 crore of revenue.
Definitely.
850. And forging 600 crore revenue by FY30.
Yeah, we're targeting that.
Maybe more. Okay. Maybe more, I'm pretty hopeful.
Okay, let's see all the things.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Jain from JJ Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, I have two questions. So, firstly, which segment do you expect to grow the fastest in FY27? Is it gaskets, forging, MTCS or TMR?
Pardon me, but can you repeat? Each segment is doing a export.
Hello.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, sir. Which segment do we expect to grow the fastest in FY27? Is it the gaskets, forgings, MTCS or TMR?
First of all, it should be Marelli. Okay? It will grow very fast. It will, in 30-40% growth will be there. Around. And secondly, it's forging. It should be around 20% plus. Then gasket. And similarly, TMR, both are same, 18-20%. I think gasket should be around 16-17%, and Marelli should be also be 16-17%.
Okay. And so my second question is, going ahead, what should be considered as a sustainable EBITDA margin?
Around 17%, you can assume.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much for joining the call today. We are proud of our resilient growth rates and numbers that we have shown. We are hopeful of the automotive industry, and we are hopeful of capturing bigger market share both in India and export market. And hopefully we'll have better numbers in the future as well. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of the Talbros Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.